And that's what I said to her. And she's like terrified of me then. Fucking wild. All right, everyone, it's our Christmas special. Is it that camera I'm looking at?
Yeah.
And we kind of got here and we said, yeah, have one bong. Have one bong before we got started. And we are fucking rocked, cunt.
What the fuck is happening?
Feliz Navi.
Look how high we all are. And Matt can't. Oh, no, I can't. Oh, my work comes first, everyone. Seriously, that's all I care about.
Concrete.
So Matt has concrete sitting here sober and us three are stoned out of our minds. And it's a Christmas special. So you don't know what will happen. We're going to call it the Merry Hymus special.
The Hymus special.
Oh, all right. Fuck. There is a drink of green stuff there and there's that there and I give it only about 10 minutes before Michael attacks this and that goes.
That's racist.
Thank you very much, Matt.
That's actually racist, what you just said.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, we're going to have to cut that.
You haven't even said Connor's here.
Look, everybody.
Connor's here. Hey, don't. Don't fucking touch me, bro. Dude, he's fucking mad. Cunt.
Yeah, speaking Michael vomited on it. He's my new chair. I'm on a mat. It's good. I can get to lean against the wall, but covered in vomit, but my nose doesn't smell it. I'm good.
Yeah, well, that don't. Because at our finale of our last podcast,
we vomited on that fucking thing, didn't we? Well, Michael vomited on that fucking thing.
We gave Matt his new chair, and it's a play mat from imagine like you're at a doctor's and you're waiting in the waiting area, and then there's toys around.
By the way, before we continue, everyone, this is I don't know how this podcast is going to go. There's very little structure to this, and we feel like you should probably get high as well. Mm. So let's start with a bong fucking break. I don't know if we should have one. Maybe a little
institution one.
Yeah, maybe one.
No more.
No. Just a little sprinkle. Bong break.
Yeah, Connor, come back in now. As I was saying, where's my baby?
It's right. Connor. Connor's here.
I'm right here, man. Yeah,
but he's also going to be editing.
And we're back. Yeah, like I was saying, we're going to get super high, so we don't know what's going to happen. So, and you know how sometimes when you're high, things are funny, and then you're sober, and then you're like, oh, that wasn't that funny.
So I reckon make sure you have multiple bongs.
Yeah, have a few bongs right in the sit back, get ready. Let's talk about the live show, cunt. Yeah, so Michael vomited on that.
Yeah, it fucking reeks.
And what happened to you, Connor? Because you said fans kept like grabbing at you and shit, yeah, which I found funny after.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
I just walk into the audience, it's like about to start, and I just hear, fuck you! Fuck you, Connor! Fuck you! Connor! Fuck you! And I sit down, and this fucking dude behind me is just like massaging my back, and I'm like, fuck yeah, this is fucking awesome. And then they start touching my head.
Oh, is that why you didn't come out?
Yep.
I was like, fuck, Connor's not coming out. I was like,
dude, seven. Stop dealing with that.
I
wasn't upset. I was just like,
What did you think of the live show, Connor? As someone who's
it was very funny. I thought it was fucking awesome.
It wasn't like a bit nerve-wracking beforehand, but then when we got out there, it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Matt was a little bit quieter than usually. He's a little bit scared.
No, it was good.
But it was fun. We had Shooter there.
Yeah, Shooter, man. He was fucking wild beforehand.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing it before he came out. I was like, wow. I'll be sweet. Yeah. I was like, oh, mate, yeah, he legend.
It's crazy seeing him now after seeing him, like watching him in 2012 doing like YouTube shit.
Yeah, that's right.
It's wild. he hasn't changed much.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was a fun night.
Yeah.
What else happened in the show?
Yeah, I feel like there's... Oh, you know what we've forgotten to do is pay the fucking comment winners still. So comment winners...
Oh, my God.
If you're watching... No, it's... Dude, there's been so much going on, all right? But I've remembered. Look, I'm remembering right now.
The amount of fakes, though, that came forward.
Yeah, yeah.
That also is...
No,
cool.
But
that
we know who it was, though, right? We know... Doesn't... We know... Who was one of them? What fucking talking
about? I think Julian knows the
guy. Anyway, comment winners, if you're watching this... I'm not going to say what to do, but just comment on this YouTube video, okay? Just comment your own personal email. Now everyone's going to do it.
Yeah, now how do we get around this?
How do we get around this?
We're in a conundrum.
There's one guy who has a really...
Call me on my phone number, 04.
I had about four people try and spell one of the names of the guys. They were all different. And they all sent me messages going, hey, man, I'm here to claim my money.
We're going
to...
This is what we'll do. Tomorrow, we'll re-watch the comment winners. And then, and Julian knows who one is.
Mm.
So yeah, we'll just figure it out tomorrow. Don't worry, comment winners. We are still paying you. I'm so sorry it's taken so long. We have... That's horrific of us. Disgusting. I hate myself right now. You must be so excited to get $1,000, and then day after day, you don't want to be...
Dude,
annoying.
They budgeted their Christmas shopping.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
on
got
that
my holiday
bucks.
Bills coming up, boys. Oh.
Wow, we have to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas.
We have to do it tomorrow.
Electricity bills due.
Oh shit. Also, we went out with a lot of you guys after. That was fucking heaps fun.
Yeah, we met a few.
Yeah, it was good hanging out with the fans because they all have the same sense of humor. It was fucking good.
There was so many people showed up that when I walked through the door, I was trying to get to you guys, just couldn't. Everyone was just so happy to see and meet everyone.
Oh, man, there was some... Arm wrestles good. And
arm wrestles, yeah, yeah.
Snorted.
Yeah, this dude was like, poured a whole thing of fucking salt out and just snorted the whole thing because they made us do suicide shots.
Yeah, Wazza.
And Wazza fucking nailed
it. Yeah,
Wazza
had a good night, won money.
And there was another guy, he got us to carve our initials into his arm with a razor.
Dude.
What the?
M plus M we did.
You carved them into his arm.
I did one M and then went plus and
Are
then Marty did the last
Are you fucking serious?
M.
Not dude, like deep or anything, but
it was so
bleeding.
Weird. Like,
did anyone film that?
Yeah, we filmed it. Yeah.
I don't think
we can use that though.
It's too dark.
It could be promoting like self-mutilation.
Okay.
But yeah, whoa.
Which, yeah, it is. And even us talking about it now is. Because we were like, wow, this is so cool, man. This is so cool.
Yeah, dude, we were like 10 beers deep. Like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just come out our name. Yeah,
it's because it's a weird thing to ask someone. Hey, man, do you mind? Like, it would have taken some balls for him to come up to us and just be like, hey, can you carve your names into my arm?
Oh, man.
Look how long my neck is before we continue.
You need
to
get more
closer
to
this. Yeah. It's incredible. People listening on Spotify, my neck's like 70 centimeters long.
Surely that's a benefit. Like, yeah, it's like an evolutionary benefit.
But think of the whiplash that I suffer from running. Just from simply running. Severe whiplash. And if I have to sprint, there's a danger I could snap my neck clean in half if I change direction too quickly.
It's like a sloppy giraffe.
Yeah. Anyway, live show was heaps fucking fun. And we're definitely going to do it again next year. We'll get a bigger venue. So lots of people wanted to
come. A bigger venue?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
We're going to get Brisbane Entertainment Centre.
Brisbane.
Actually, like... How many seats? Like,
200.
That's fucking pretty big, like huge. For
yeah,
first,
I thought so.
First show,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, we didn't know it would sell out so quickly. So yeah, next time we'll maybe go like 500.
I reckon let's do the Entertainment Centre, Brisbane.
All right,
the Entertainment's
we'll
like 20,000.
I'll make a call at Suncorp Stadium, cunt.
Oh, dude,
how's that, Matt?
At least the Gabba.
And then there'll be 500 people scattered around Suncorp to watch us.
Only 500 tickets will sell, but we'll book out Suncorp.
Yes. without any projectors there, so it's just us. And they can't hear us.
And they can only have seats at the back.
And they're facing the other way. Sorry.
Oh.
That was good.
That'd be a good prank.
What were we just talking about?
What have you guys been filming?
Oh man,
we haven't spoken to anyone.
Fuck me, we're like 14 weeks ahead on the website, huge.
That's a great effort.
Well, we've got like 2 days of work left, and man, last week I had fucking gastro Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so we couldn't work. Gastro. Then James got it like 2 days ago, and James does heaps of work for us. So again, we just had to like, it's just been fucked, man. It's such a scramble at the end of the year. And we filmed a real shit video today, and we were just like, fuck it. We did the how many layers of Christmas paper to stop Santa, but we got through the fucking 69 layers, and we're just like, fuck it, that'll do. So Santa can always get through.
You wouldn't think that you could get through 69 layers.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, because 40 was like rough.
Oh, a little bit, but like I broke through it. So like, yeah, it sucks. We just didn't have the time or resources.
We had so much other shit to do. We got another YouTube strike for sexual.
For what? Which one?
For sexual behavior. There's one of our videos, the best of, where I just recycle an old clip of Michael holding cloth on his dick and ass. You can't see his privates at all.
It's
funny because the original video is still up and monetized, 500,000 views, no one cared, but now we get a strike for it. We recycle it.
It's flexible.
And it's sexual content. There is no nudity. A girl walking on the beach in a G-string is showing far more skin than Michael was.
And like, even if you upload it, they give you the strike. It's not just if you
it was
like,
scheduled. Yeah. It wasn't even out.
And they struck you when it was scheduled.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's frustrating
For fucking, why for not nudity.
Why not just remove it? Why not just be like...
Yeah, or just use, hey, you, this is the... You know, it gives a warning.
Did you challenge that?
Yeah, I appealed, but they're not getting... Usually they get back to you with, like, pretty quickly, but they're not getting back to me this time. I feel like something's gone wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our problem.
Have the Christmas party on for the office.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have our Christmas party soon, boys, and we're going to have it here at the fucking Brownery.
Wait, what? We're having a Christmas party here.
I thought we were playing golf.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, golf. Yeah. I don't think we'll
happen. I'm thinking about the boys' trip.
Boys' trip will be
the Brownery this year, and we'll film a bit of it. And our Christmas party. Can you guys give us some good Christmas party ideas? It's going to be in between Christmas and New Year's. So an after Christmas party.
I don't know.
Bowling.
Yeah, like what can we do?
Bowling.
Aspley bowl.
Last year we went to a fight night and that was fun, but there's no like fight nights on.
Bowling.
Yeah,
fuck, wants just to go bowling, dude.
Matt loves bowling.
Bowling.
Whitewater rafting.
He picks up his
whitewater
women.
Whitewater rafting.
That would be fun.
And Obi Obi.
Yeah,
Creek.
We're from Brisbane though.
But no boats. We're not allowed to use boats.
Oh. We can just float down the Brisbane River.
Yeah, two
in life jackets,
asking for help.
Well, we could do a blow up down the creek style sort of vid.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
We've gone far too high for this. By the way, before we get even higher, You guys, you need to start buying Athletic Greens, all right? All right, that's the sponsors done.
Is this the drink?
No, seriously, we love Athletic Greens. We've been drinking, we still drink it every day. And you do feel a burst of energy, literally like 5 minutes. It's like having a coffee, but like you don't get that crash. And it's insanely healthy, 75
nutrients.
You can
spill it all over the fucking place.
Yeah, Michael's spilling it all over the floor. And this is the powder. So you just empty a powder into a cup and then you fucking neck it. This is Connor's first time trying it.
Just make sure you rinse the cups.
And he doesn't quite trust that we haven't done something to the cup. So Michael had to have a sip first.
Yeah, it's better now.
It's a fair.
Yeah,
it's
he
fair.
Thought that we would have fucked with it.
Yeah,
so
I get it.
I think that you would just do something fucked to it, then do that just so I would do it and then enjoy that.
I guess I sold it more like it was a prank then.
It's all right.
Think about what I showed you before.
It doesn't taste
Matt said,
like,
think
it's
about
beautiful,
what
it,
eh?
Yeah,
it's
literally delicious. And you wait. If you skull the whole thing,
you'll literally feel an energy
instant
burst.
Energy burst.
And your gut and feels better. I always, especially after drinking piss all weekend, you have one of these and you get rid of that nausea, unqueasy shit quicker.
You just feel good and like you want to do shit.
Yeah. So Athletic Greens, we use it because we like to party on the weekends and then we go healthy with it on the weekdays.
It's so true.
Yeah. It's really easy to drink.
Yeah, it's delicious and it fucking just makes you feel better.
Yeah, so go to athleticgreens.com/fullyactual, I think. I'm going to go ahead and say that. A link will be in the description, all right? And just it's like a monthly subscription. They'll send it to you every month. You don't even have to think about it.
Do we get a discount if we
and
use
it's very
that
healthy. Yeah, I think – no, they get a free fucking something.
Free
something
vitamin
fucking
D.
Free cunt.
Vitamin
they get
D.
Fucking some pack for free cunt.
Yeah. Free pack of vitamin D.
So I've fucking get around it, seriously.
Little dropper.
A vitamin D dropper. It's good.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get a little vitamin D dropper as well.
It's sick.
It's pretty good. Anyway, Athletic Greens, suck me off. Suck me off, all right? If you have Athletic Greens, I'll suck you off, cunt. If you show me that you have Athletic Greens, I'll get on my knees and suck everyone off, cunt. Form a line. Form a line and squirm your cocks in my mouth, cunt. Oh, suck yous all dry. If yous go to athleticgreens.com/fullyactual, let me suck yous all off, all right? Use
no,
me.
We're going too far.
Fuck, it's hot in here. Fuck, it's so hot.
Our fucking podcast room, no matter how far we've come on the podcast, the room it's in is always so fucking shit. Connor said it's like Eric Andre before.
It's like a
pretty big podcast now. Or gotten a lot bigger, and it's just always such fucked.
We could build something, but it's always sort of...
Which brings us to next season. Yeah. We've been thinking about season and we're fucking excited. Season 5. We're going to redo the set. We're going to upgrade some shit. Maybe get some air conditioning in here. I don't know yet, man. And we're also going to do, that trailer that we did for season 4.
The promotional trailer.
Yeah, we'll do that again this year as well. And we were talking about some segments and we need your help, guys, to come up with these segments. All right. So comment some segments that you would like to see in season 5. Segments that you want fucked off. Like personally, the comment competition segment was really hard to get through and I hated that. Yeah, maybe that's why, because I just have a deep resentment for that segment.
After comment number, like after episode 7, the board became...
Yeah, people would have just skipped that shit. So let us know what you want to stay and what you want sucking fucked off, cunt. And we'll fucking jerk it off, then we'll cut it off the segment, cunt. And then so
then we'll suck you off.
we've had a few ideas and let us know what you think of these. So we want to
wait, we can't tell them
a few segment
no
ideas.
We want to run a few by them.
Oh, okay, go for it.
So one of them is like finding other Browns, so finding other people with the last name Brown
and connecting them to Brown.
Yeah, so we create like a Brown army.
How do you connect them?
So we both call them. We call both of them and we don't say anything. And then they're like, oh, hey, it's Jay. Jay who? Jay Brown. Oh, Brown. Oh, my last name's Brown. And then
they just connect.
And then we laugh.
They just connect.
Yeah, and then they connect naturally.
What if the one thing you say is Brown?
Yeah. To open Brown. The conversation. Brown.
Yes, that's me.
Sorry,
I'm
mate.
Brown.
Did you say Brown?
Oh. Well, yeah, that's the Brown segment.
Yeah, I just wonder about the if we can sustain that.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking labor involved in that. That's a lot of going through DMs and fucking getting numbers, cunt.
Exactly.
If you have any relatives or your name is Brown, put your numbers in the phone or send it in the message.
Yeah, DM us your numbers. Don't comment them publicly. Otherwise, you're stuck in everyone calling. Browns. Hey, Browns. No. Do you DM us, all right? DM us your numbers,
it's
Brown.
A common last name, so there'd be heaps.
There's
so
more Browns than not.
Yeah, there is. And Smithers?
Smithers?
Smiths.
Yeah, that is like a bit of anger towards Greg then, because I just realized the plural of Smith is Smiths. Oi, Smiths. It's so hard to say. The
Greg Smith. It is so difficult.
Yuck! Smith. 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 Smith.
Yuck.
So disgusting.
Fuck you, Greg.
Yeah, someone send that to him.
I've already decided. I'm gonna clip that and make it a reel.
Oh well, Greg. Now you know. Don't be around two Smiths.
Yeah, don't ever. Like, yeah, in public. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, where I'm just with the Smiths.
Oh, I'm like, imagine going to a restaurant and being like, oh, Smiths, we have your table ready. Smiths.
They wouldn't get served.
Yeah. Holy shit. Okay, well, yeah.
So anyway, fuck Greg, I guess is what we're trying to say. Another segment. Fuck. Yeah. Another one is the... Brookhouse versus Brown, and I think we will go ahead with that segment. I really like that segment idea.
What are you competing in?
It's just I choose what Matt and Michael compete against each other with, and then there will be a huge, incredible punishment, a punishment that you won't believe for the loser at the end of the season.
I'm worried what the punishment
and,
is.
And to be honest, the punishment, the whole season will revolve around this glorious artifact. You know what I'm talking about. The missing link that was found.
Okay,
the
good.
Missing link that was found.
Okay. Yeah, it's happening. And the winner gets to do that to the loser at the end of all 40 episodes next season.
Yeah. It's wild.
Sorry.
So that'll be crazy, all right, everybody? Anyway, let's move along now.
It fucking just reeks of vomit. Like it.
That's got it for 10 more episodes. It's not too bad. Yeah, is it comfy?
I've got a bad sense of smell. I think it's like sensitive to certain things.
I love every now and then I just come back to the realization that Matt's sitting on the floor during all this.
I'm a bit self-conscious of what my feet look like to that camera. So
oh, dude.
I know that one's blocked, but so I put one on that.
Well, you're making it look much worse. It looks like you have really long, elongated toes.
Talons.
Oh, that's nice.
So, Connor, what's been fucking going on with you, man? How's Crackermill going? We see all the vids popping up.
Yeah, it's good fun. It's lots of fun. We've been working
How many subscribers are you guys on now?
356.
Man, you guys, that's like massive growth in the last couple of months.
2 months, yeah. It's slowed down a bit now, but we've kind of like just finally been able to work, like Elias and Goob can work full time.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
like,
that is good.
Is that because you've achieved a higher
level? Yeah, we can just start, like, we've just been able to, like, earn consistently from, like, outputting. I, like, told the boys, like, a few months ago, I was like, please just, like, give me a month, like, and we'll work as hard as we can and we'll output, like, 3 videos a week and it'll pay off. And it did. It's so fucking good. Finally, dude. Like, it's such a relief.
Yeah, if you haven't already, guys, go Crackermilk on YouTube. Very, very good short comedy sketches. Very
They're
impressive.
All very good looking.
Watch it high as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps.
It is good. It is a good time.
Should we, not for us, but just make sure everyone stays on track. Bong break!
I'll have some.
All right, fuck it. Let's have a little drizzle, snizzle, whizzle in a bong, Matt Brown.
Dude, oh, fuck.
No!
This is a
no more!
This is a low point.
Forgot to tell people about some of the website videos we've been filming and are coming out.
That's what I was referring to.
I saw our camping one came out.
Yeah, camping one came out. We've got Who's a Better Shitter? We filmed the other day. Connor saw some of the footage.
Fuck me.
Man, it got...
That one is... Elias came home happy. He was like, dude, you got to fucking see this.
Did Elias film it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good that he filmed it. That's so funny.
He was so excited. He was full of glee.
Was he laughing?
And then we filmed, what was it? High. We got high. Just got really, really high. And then did like, had little like mental competitions.
Oh, that's right. And bong
Michael
off.
Bong off. That's what we called it. And man, Michael got fucking slaughtered. Two bongs in and he kept fucking all the activity, so he had to do more bongs. Very funny. Anyway.
It was a rough day.
Oh man.
Man, 5-year old puzzles are the hardest thing ever.
Yeah, we did a puzzle for for 5-year olds and it took us like 20 minutes.
I gave up.
Dude, do you remember how fucked we were? Working together, how fucking
back when Connor used to film for us, Michael and I were bloody right into the bloody partying, and like sometimes we'd have leftover stuff, and if like Connor was like a minute late, we'd be like, all right, you're gonna have to do
your punishment would be forced to do.
In a way, we're like rewarding him into doing bad work.
I don't know how much of this. I don't know how much of me doing. I might just bleep it. I'll just bleep it.
Oh yeah, okay. We'll call it marijuana.
Yeah. That's what it was. Right. That's what it was.
We'll call it marijuana. Anyway, Connor was doing lines of marijuana.
Oh man, yeah.
Oh man, it was fucking and Connor, God. You had to film. Remember the last video you filmed was like Twister or something.
Dude, it was fucking
and it was
awful.
Like fucking shit and piss everywhere. Dude. It was so.
It was fucked.
I've blocked it out of my memory.
That was at the new place. which was just a more fucked place.
Just a bigger shithole.
By the end of it, you literally like had shit out the front like a meth house, like.
Yeah, by one stage.
Washing machines.
I forgot about all the washing machines.
Dude, at one stage, that house just looks like literally like 10 washing machines and shit in the front yard.
And a pallet of bricks.
Oh, yeah. And a pallet of bricks. We're like, oh, yeah, we'll use those. We did make a lot of brick videos, though.
Yeah, there's a few TikTok.
And then there was like 15 like office chairs.
That's right, and the office chairs.
Fuck. We really want to do that again, but we worked out they all have to be good wheels or they just sort of fall.
Yeah, there's one weak link. We're fucked.
One of the first videos we shot was you were like, all right, let's go up to this hill. We're going to roll. Michael's going to roll down a big hill in an office chair. There was no thought. You just find the biggest fucking hill you can find. Michael's like, yep. Walks up. He shows me. He just grabs the chair. He's like, look at this. Let's go. It just flies. I grab it. He's like, all right, let's do it. He just fucking flew, dude. I couldn't believe it.
Office chairs are like.
Did he make
fun.
It all the way down?
He ate shit at the end. Oh, I'm pretty sure. Wow.
Yeah, I don't even remember it.
Dude, yeah, our old website videos, so funny to look back on. Remember, we just sort of be like, just make shit up on the fly and like.
Yeah.
Oh, the man. Tim and Cal and the member office incidents.
Oh wow.
And the first Tim and Cal went and shit.
The office was in the driveway.
Oh, yeah, outside.
And Tim and Calvin, that's right.
That is fucking so shit.
I think there was one where we did like different ways to like discipline a child.
Yeah, that's right. Like, yeah.
Oh man.
Oh god.
What I think that's where, like, yeah.
And we were fucked up for a lot of them. God.
That boys trip was the I think peak of it all. I think.
Which one?
The first one?
Yeah, it was like when we were at like New South Wales.
That one. That with
I was hassling you, wasn't I? I was just not wanting you to. Dude, everyone had to stay awake.
Everyone was like.
No one was allowed to sleep.
Michael was awake. Yeah. Fucking 48 hours.
And then remember, as you were leaving, like you like opened the door to his bedroom, and he just like maybe had like 2 hours sleep over like a 3-day fucking bender, and his voice is real croaky, and he sort of wakes as soon as his eyes are open. I was like, oh yeah, see you, Connor. Come on, go grab a beer.
God, fucking damn it!
I remember me and Maitland barricaded the door to our room so he couldn't get in.
That's smart.
You kept waking me up. It was like 5 a.m. He's like, ring toss, hey. All the boys are up. All the boys are in the pool. Everyone's in the pool.
There's a party going on.
Michael and Marty paid for the house, and Michael walking goes, hang on, I paid for this. Now you have to come and enjoy it.
And just be
at like 5 a.m.
Oh man, it was. I think I kept Lockie around with me for the longest. And I remember there was one point we went down to the pool at like 11 a.m.
And we just were sort of done sipping on the drinks, just lying there, and all of these bugs were in the pool, but he just didn't mind and he was just swimming in the pool.
What were we saying to Lockie? Was there something we kept saying to him?
We tried to convince him to become a baker.
Did it work?
No, I don't know.
He got like, it was started getting a bit.
Wasn't
like
that annoyed. where Anne Sing no, I don't came be a from? Baker.
Oh, that's right.
Like acting, you'd be doing a normal chat and then he just go, and scene.
Oh, that's right. We thought that was so funny for like a good couple of hours.
Yeah, fuck, that got us there, like laughing a lot.
That was a wild trip.
It literally would become scene.
Yeah.
Scene. Yeah. Scene. Scene. Like you wouldn't even give it space for a scene to happen. And you'd piss yourself. Ha ha ha. Scene. Scene.
It is funny. There it is. It hit the brown.
Yeah, very, very good.
Oh, man.
Is that where Mark head office came from Lockie? We're doing like acting?
I think so. That's where it
fucking,
out.
He came out with Mark head office. Man, yeah, that got me right. good.
Yeah, we always play like weird little drama games and shit.
Oh, man.
And do you remember how we all dressed up and we had to do a performance showing off our costumes? So no one knew what each person's costume was. And then you come out and do a performance to show your, like present your costume.
That's right. Yeah. Yours, we can't speak of.
Yeah, we can't speak of Marty's, but very good.
It was some quality shit.
Yeah, that's
good
right.
comedy.
Mm.
Mine was Harry Potter, very lazy.
I was in a morph suit, a green morph suit. Shit.
Shit. What was the song though?
It was just the X-Files theme. I was.
Oh, that's all right. You went alien
vibes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Matthew Brown.
But, oh, he was the Japanese was the woman.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he had makeup on. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And Michael, I just kept like stayed in character for a while, and it got to a point where Michael goes, I just want my friend back. I just want my friend back.
Remember Lockie? He was in a Thunderbirds outfit.
That was probably, that was the costume of the trip. Well done, Lockie.
Yeah, 100%.
That was amazing.
Him in that.
Oh, and blue. Emile's performance, we can't speak of it, but because it's hatred towards somebody. But yeah, it's Emile's performance with Lockie was very good.
Oh, yeah. We so oh,
we,
wow.
we put a, we pulled a joke on Lockie, but can't say what it is, but it was very, very good. Well done, Emile.
Yeah, Emile doesn't watch this. Funny.
Yeah, cut that, Connor.
Sure.
That's so weird.
Don't!
It's can't. Right there.
Don't. I want to touch you a lot.
All right. Let's lie to Lockie.
He was chased into like a stool when he was like... 12 years old. Like a toilet stool.
Who was?
We won't say who, but like it was the prank that was played on. Anyway. Imagine a tongue flicking through the crack.
Oh yeah, that's the story he told. Yeah, look, now we're just teasing the audience again with these cool stories that we're not telling them.
Oh, sorry.
It's not even our story scene. To tell.
Scene.
All right. We're going to lie to Lockie now, right? He won't be expecting it because the podcast is over. I guarantee he's forgotten about our Christmas special. So, fucking, you know what? Well, let's call him and tell him that we're having our Christmas party this weekend and that it's fucking amazing and that he's invited.
It's going to be at the Marriott.
No, it's at Topgolf because it's at the Gold Coast, so it's close to him. It'll tempt him in. And we'll say that we've got two booths or like two sort of stools where you hit from.
And Will Sparks is DJing.
No, we won't say that. But we'll also say that it's free piss on us. And we've got a...
AIDS.
We've got a
AIDS. And we've got AIDS. So like, we've don't come AIDS.
Near us. Well, I feel like we should tell him like somebody famous is coming.
No, I reckon we say we got an ounce of cocaine.
Tracy Grimshaw's coming.
No, you won't believe that though.
Dave Hughes.
Maybe like Gordon Tallis is going to join
Gordon Ramsay. He'd know Gordon that's Ramsay. Too humor. What about... No, we'll just tell him that we've got bulk cocaine.
Yeah, we've gotten some dark web cocaine. He always has his phone on do not disturb, so you got to call twice.
Hello, mate.
What's fucking going on, you fucking donkey?
Not much, mate. What are you doing?
I'm just doing the rounds, inviting the boys. We've it's a bit last minute, but we've got having our Marty and Michael Christmas party this Saturday at Topgolf, and the fucking drinks are on us, and we've also we've gotten a fucking like 10 bags through
wow
through dark web.
10 bags to how many people?
10 bag. Well, we're inviting, there's probably like 15 people, but these like, well, there's no way we'll get through it, dude. Like, it's like, yeah. So, we'll be top golf at like 11, and then, yeah, we just fucking start from there, cocktails and fucking hitting balls and then doing bags, and then we'll go to the fucking brothel cunt too. I don't know. See what happens.
Yeah, I'm game.
All right, fuck.
What time will it be?
It starts at 11 and then it'll finish at, we're lying to you.
You stupid idiot.
Holy, you forgot about our Christmas special. You fucking idiot, Lockie.
Oh my God,
that is foolish of you.
That was so easy, Lockie.
Wow. No, I thought you were finished. I thought you were done.
Yeah, I knew you'd think that, baby. We got a Christmas special, baby.
There's not heaps of top golf and 10 bags for 15 people.
I know, dude. It's fucking incredible. Yeah. Anyway, we fucking got you. Sorry for wasting your time again. But yeah, we are going to have a Christmas party, but it's going to be after Christmas. So it's going to be an after Christmas party.
Wow.
I can't guarantee 10 bags though.
Can you guarantee any?
Yeah, look, we'll see what we can fucking do, eh?
Alright, thanks, mate. Well, I'll see you at the Christmas party.
No worries, dude. See you soon, eh?
See
you,
mate.
Lied to him. Oh my God. Fucking idiot, man. Holy shit.
Man, they're the best ones when you build their exciteness out. Like, it's like a journey. It was like tempting, an excursion.
I was tempted to like end the conversation, not let him know.
Oh, dude.
And then like, and just.
What about and we then call say, him back and say that that was a lie that we lied?
No, and then we say, we let him go to Topgolf at 11 and just keep saying, yeah, boys, I'm here, I'm here.
Yeah, we're here, then, level two.
And then I'll call him like, why can't you find us? And while he's at Topgolf, and then we reveal you've been lied to, cunt. That. That would have been outstanding.
Yeah, dude. If we got him, because we record the call that we get from him whenever he's gone there, and then bang, we put it in. Let's start doing epic lies like that. Yeah. But I reckon.
Dude, that's so. I'd be so angry.
Dude, it's funny. I remember one time you. Yeah.
I did that to Dan one time, and I accidentally did it. I genuinely forgot. I was like, yeah, dude, we're all going to the movies at like 3 p.m. at South Bank. He's like, oh, yeah, cool, cool. And then I hung up. The conversation thinking, oh, I'll remember to tell him, completely forgotten. Then I get a call from him like 3:15. He's like, oh, where are you guys? I was like, oh, dude, no, we're not at the movies. And it was so annoyed.
Oh, man. Well, I reckon with Lockie, it'll be fine because that'll be worth it. But
what if he's like cancels things?
Dude,
and
we'll only be able to pull that off once, maybe twice, because there's like, because just then he thought, oh, it's Christmas special. He won't go anywhere or do anything, I reckon, next season. We'll have to be so good.
Cut that, Connor.
Sorry. Look, we're going to get into some questions now from you guys. I don't even know if there are any on the finale. And let's fucking rip in. Maddie, you got some fucking questions?
I've got a question for Michael.
Feet, cunt. Some fucking questions you want to read out?
Yeah, I got a question
boys,
for Michael.
Cunt.
Michael.
Fucking dog, cunt.
How often do you go
beep, 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 beep,
just
beep,
between you and you and Connor and just be like, hey, Connor, can you just cut this?
What?
How often do you go like send Connor a message like, hey, Connor, can you just cut this bit? Because you're self-conscious about that?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
How often does that happen?
Oh, I reckon like I haven't done it for ages.
Oh, okay.
It for a while. It wasn't much like this season at all.
I just remember being like with you like 2 days after podcast and you're like, fuck, I was going to message Connor and just tell him I can't have that.
Well, there is risk parts as well, even like everyone's I cover.
A lot of the ones you did this year, you guys already wanted to cut and you were like reminding me, you were like, cut that. And
I was like, yeah, that's a career ruin. I cut that.
Baby.
And
cancelled.
Connor, does it become hard sometimes when we're like, cut that, Connor? No, leave it in. Oh, no, cut it. All right, leave it in. Nah, and then wait, Connor, so come back to this bit and leave it in. What do you do?
That's the fucking best part, dude. Is like,
do you just leave it all in?
He's like, nah, just kind of like see where it goes. Like if someone's too upset, I'll cut it. if someone seems like they can handle it, I'll leave it in. Like, it's like, if it's, they're like, cut it, and everyone's like, nah, leave it in. Like, it turns into like fucking, like, you guys turn into chips, you're like, yes, like, it's very funny.
Do you get to the like point, do you love the times when Marty goes, Connor, we'll leave it up to you.
Yeah. Is that the best? Awesome. Yeah. But if I ever get a message, like if anyone says that and like someone messages me, I'll cut it. So
I've messaged you one time. I said, dude, I think we should really cut that. I'm not comfortable about it. Yeah. And then you turn around and go, nah, dude, we've got to leave it in. Got to leave it in. I was like, fuck.
Sorry, dude.
I can't even get the.
But it was really funny. Like, I promise you, it was.
I can't remember
really
what it was,
funny.
But yeah.
It was really good. Don't worry.
Matt's got a girlfriend now.
Yeah, don't worry. Everything's worked out. You know
Look,
what I mean?
Matt, it literally, the Bachelor Brown literally worked. Matt is dating his Leah. Ex, Leah, the one who came, was on Bachelor Brown. It literally worked. Anyway, Matt's got a bloody girlfriend because of us, because we rekindled that spark. It worked. You were wrong, Matt. You were dead wrong, and you owe us a fucking massive public apology, kind
of. Oh, no.
Massive. At least a thank you, because we found
look
her.
At you, look at you sitting there in your rich chair.
No, you didn't do anything to help. I had to do it all myself.
With what? With Bachelor Brown?
And then you forced me to continue seeing other women.
Well, we had to wait till the season was over.
And we had to test the strength of the relationship.
And then you broke the hearts of Ethan and Isla.
Well, look,
no, you did that, Matt. That was Brown.
You.
That's
you guys
you.
Broke their hearts
you
by
you need to sit
like
down.
Giving them a false hope.
Sit down, okay? Because you are getting out of control right
Isla
now.
Isla is on my side.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Oh my god.
Even Jackson messaged dude, me and was like, believe- dude, I can't believe you rejected her.
Yeah, well, fair enough. You shouldn't have. Well, oh no, you're happy now. Sorry. You should have.
I reckon.
But you should have given it a chance because that was Isla was before, clearly. Look, we're just trying to give you as many options as possible. We're trying to be very good friends, giving you date after date after date. And it worked.
And it worked. Those women were pining for you every week. They were pining and you would just brush them off.
Oh, Marty Michael. Oh, no, fucking assholes.
Oh, Ethan was willing to pass you.
Everyone would kill for someone, their friends who know them the best to set them up with 40 women and then to find their partner.
I didn't get 40 women.
Well, maybe 30, I got like 31 women or something.
Yeah, and like six freaks.
I think there was like
you
the
can't
single
say
mums.
That.
Yes,
the single
I can.
Mums getting cancelled, dude.
The single
That's
mums
canceled.
Are not freaks, Matt.
No. I didn't say single mums are freaks. You said that. Cancelled. Cancelled. It is but now the canceled. Matthew Fully Actual Show.
But yeah, we gave you heaps of options.
And now you're throwing it in our face.
But you're in love.
You guys,
so that's, you're the winner at the end
look,
of the day.
Look, yeah, you can
you
be,
went too far.
You can be as vindictive as you want. At the end of the day, you're in a happy relationship and that makes us happy.
Thank Don't you. Use that word.
Happy.
No, vindictive.
Vindictive.
It's what does that even mean?
It's from Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he said it.
Fast and Furious.
The first man to say it.
I think
if
that.
I
think that.
Yeah.
I'm vindictive. Oh, shit. I mean, Vin Diesel.
Oh, shit, man.
But no, okay. I'm a bit grateful.
Yeah, there you go. There it is. He's put
There's
his walls.
The Browns
he's
heart coming out.
He pulled his walls down 10 centimeters, and then they rifled back up.
But yeah, what else? What is this question time?
Yeah, let's Sorry. Read some questions. Slump into. Wait, great idea. Bong break, bong break, bong 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 break.
No, you've had way too many.
Oh, Matt.
No, no more.
Matt, I can't.
No more.
How funny is getting chased?
It's so good too.
If someone's running up the stairs behind you, it's scary as shit.
Yeah, that's so true. Immediately, when you hear the stomping,
what's your card?
It of the year. All right, Matt's going to read out some questions. If you would like us to answer your questions, please comment them on the Marty and Michael Fully Actual YouTube channel. We answer the most liked questions first. So after you've commented your question, have a scroll through and like the questions that you want us to answer.
That was for Klein, huh? Klein.
Klein.
Fucking.
All right, first question is from AFZ90.
That's crazy, man.
Are we able to get an episode of Michael just talking about DMT?
Oh, that'd be so
Why are so many people obsessed with you talking about DMT when you only have really one because experience?
I've had two, Matthew.
Anyways, yeah. We'll probably do another one soon.
I don't really know I'll much it. About it, but I'll look it up. Do it yourself and then you'll see.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
Would you do it, Matt?
Yeah, because that doesn't come up.
Would you do it on the podcast?
Oh, I don't know about on the podcast. There's too much anxiety of getting filmed. I don't like that scenario enough. You told me about. Hey, we'll film it as you're going out.
What about if we do it just before the podcast and when you come back?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
We'll get a shaman in. We'll get a shaman in. Yeah.
Connor will be your shaman.
Connor will be your shaman.
How fun would that be? I stand over you like this, you smoke it, I'll do this.
Curly head little. It'll be just me floating just towards a big pull up head a of knife.
Oh, that would be terrifying. Oh, shit.
Flea, flea.
Flea kleine.
What's the question,
bro? There's a lot of people saying how fun the live show was.
It was a good fun. You got to come next time, guys. It was pretty good fun, eh? And we'll go out again with everyone.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's what else do we have to talk about?
Ask Connor a question.
Hey, Connor.
Hey.
All right, Connor, what's it like living by the sea?
It's nice.
In Murray.
In Murray.
Sorry.
Do you ever walk down to the big river thing and look at it?
The ocean? Yeah, it's good. It's good. I like Wynnum. It's nice.
Have you seen any dolphins or like?
I've seen a dugong once.
Bullshit.
Wow. Did you fucking say bullshit? I saw a dugong.
I didn't even know that they were real.
I saw a seal the other day.
When?
Like 5 weeks ago.
Where'd you see a seal?
At Foster. It was on the ocean.
That's cool. I've never seen a seal.
All right. We've got a question.
All right. Let's hear it, Brown.
It's from Victor Calvo 4404.
All right, I'll believe
Connor,
you.
I believe you. Need to watch your feet in the court in this one.
Sorry, dude.
Fucking hell. All right. Question is, Marty, would you mind singing it?
Sorry. He wanted me to sing I Sun.
Okay, try it again.
Would you mind singing a Christmas song for us ringworms if you guys do a Christmas special this year?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Man, if you honestly just sing that for like
2 days, everything goes black.
3 minutes, it'll catch everyone in the room's attention.
Yeah, that's true. You will. Everyone will look at you.
Or they'll start singing the song. It's addictive. It's addictive.
Who cares, bro? Which looks like it's Dakota. Had every intention of asking a question at the live show, being the social justice warrior Dakota, when she asked the question.
Ah, that would have been good.
But but she blanked and panicked.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah, so Dakota, next time. Donut Films said he wish you could be there, boys.
Yeah, same, dude.
Yeah. You know who I didn't see at the live show who I thought would show up? Connor. We spoke about this.
Sitting on the floor, dude. It's really difficult. I'm on a fucking blue stool.
Do you know? That's my first chair. Do you know who I thought would show up and didn't was the code guy?
Magnum. The code guy is called Magnum.
Should we call the code guy Magnum?
Magnum. No, Magnum's his own soul. That's too good. You have to meet him.
Yeah, that would imagine if he did come.
Imagine if he was there in the crowd and he shot me or something.
Mad, come on. Stop putting that out there. Now he's going to probably fucking do it.
Gonna do it and
bring it on.
Oh, Matt, you've just invited that into your life and I'll be giving the eulogy with such passion.
Well,
when you get shot.
Wait, so you're going to give my eulogy?
And I reckon he'll have to shoot you like 10 to 12 times. Like, you won't go down easy, cunt. And you just keep walking at him, taking the hits.
Laughing a bit at the start. But then slowly just start to go, oh.
And we see it and we're never right after it. And it's we sort of, our lives spiral out of control after it.
Becomes not so fully actual.
The simulator guy 428 said he would have loved to have seen the after party meet and greet on the website.
Well, we did film it. We did vlog a bit of it. So yeah, there will be on the website some interactions with the fans in the after party. We vlogged the whole podcast behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, the last website video I couldn't believe was when you fucking covered your face in your own shit and then you threw shaving cream. That genuinely like blew me away in a way I couldn't believe. Like, I thought I knew your limits. I'm seeing you sing a song about being blue and doing a poo on the floor and then slapping the poo. But like, I've never seen you do that ever.
I'd never done it before. That was my first time.
That's incredible.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's different. Yeah. It was weird, like mixing it with the Wii.
Oh.
Anyway,
I haven't even seen it.
Yeah, we got to show that one to me.
I showed Sky that, by the way. I had to show Sky.
What did she do?
Dale7695 said you should come to a show in Perth. And we had another person ask if Josh, if we go to America and do a live show.
Yeah, one day, 100%.
Maybe in the future when it gets bigger.
Yeah. We're going on a huge world tour, I think, in maybe 3 months.
We'll move to America. I think we're moving there. Yeah.
Marty and Michael said, where should we do our next live show? Do you want to see the replies to that?
Yeah.
Did you guys move to America?
I've got Europe, Perth. Yeah, somebody said Suncorp. Somebody said Caboolture train station.
Dude, that would be pretty fun.
And Nala skate bowl.
Dude, yeah,
very good.
Imagine doing the fucking show on in a skate park.
Yeah, well,
that would fucking be so on brand, cunt.
There would be fights in the crowd.
We have done that.
That would be fucking.
And we'd be inciting it. Yeah, come on, fucking stab him, cunt.
In the background, Connor would talk about this.
Cut Connor.
Cut all these.
Cut Connor.
Did Brown hit the meth pipe before coming on? No, I did not hit the meth pipe.
Well, we're gonna get a bit of meth for the boys' trip. So that's happening in like 5 weeks. So we'll get a point of meth, get $1,000 cash, and we'll see if we can get the Brown to do a bit of meth.
Yeah, I told you that would happen. Just hold the top bit. Just move on. You just got to adapt. You unclipped yourself.
Sorry.
You unclipped that. How did you do that? Yell. I just get frustrated with stoners.
It's okay. Concrete. You've got toys. Look at that next to you.
Yeah, play with that.
Play with that.
It's not very good.
The abacus
cheap.
Will relax you.
You're just getting so nice. Angry.
Hey, that's
there you
good.
Go.
There you go.
All right. Next question is from Kelly Forrester. 8100. Marty, what does Flügelhauser mean in English? In German.
Flügelhauser.
You have to see the spelling.
I don't think she's spelling that correctly.
Flügel.
Flügel.
Yeah.
Flügel. Sagst du da Flügel? Ja?
Flügel? Yeah, I guess so.
Is that what that is? Zaksa? Is that that? Is that what you're saying? Is that that?
That's what he thinks. So. That's him doing German. Zaksa?
That's all German is.
Fucking hell. I don't know. I don't think that's
yeah, we can't answer.
Flüger is a wing.
And what were you saying before that? Versasica?
No, wait. Flüge. Wait, I'm blanking on. I'm so high I've forgotten German. Flüge.
Your homeland, dude.
And what was the other word?
Hauser.
Hauser is like house.
Sorry
about that.
Somebody commented Greg Stage.
Yeah, that's a very good comment.
That was a great comment. That's from user UJ3F.
We're gonna give you $1,000 for that comment.
Dude, good luck finding him.
Let's give that guy $1,000.
Okay. Greg Stage gets a grand.
Greg Stage. Contact our people, Greg.
We'll pay you in a month.
If we remember.
Bailey Ross 4539 said you guys didn't do the slow clap with the crowd.
Oh yeah, I remember thinking that after, and
we did do claps.
Punched the mirror so hard and got so fucking intense. I was so annoyed we missed out on doing that.
We had to get it fixed.
I wonder. Next time. Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we'll just get it over and done with at the beginning so we don't forget. Because you get all excited and fluff around that you get to go out and you finish the show.
Sorry.
remind me to read it.
Bro,
you want to
fucking get armed like guns and shit? Remind me to arm.
Oh, it's probably coming.
I was about to say remind me to read your comment later, but it's all right. All right, we're done.
All right, let's do some.
Sorry about that. The questions. There's a lot of just well done's.
All right, let's fucking do some prank calls. I don't like your tone,
Brown. I don't like your tone at all.
Welcome to the podcast. Every guest gets treated like fucking shit.
It feels like you're getting crankier. The longer it goes on, you're losing it. What's going on? You've got a beautiful partner.
Eyes? You've got beautiful eyes.
Eyes? You have eyes.
Bulging out of your skull like that? It's very endearing.
Do you know how long I used screen grabs of your face as the background? Because it always made me laugh. You know how Goob animated you?
Oh yeah, that's very good.
So oh, that was a great animation. Oh.
The one where it goes from like weird looking memes and then boom, it uses my photo. It's like he's animated. That's very good.
You know you're the girl in it? Have you noticed that?
No.
You've never noticed, have you? Go back and watch it.
I've never noticed that at all.
Oh wow, I'm excited now.
Oh fuck, I can't pretend to be the cops anymore, can I?
No.
Even if I tell them at the end that I'm not.
Who are we? What's this for?
Someone emailed me and wants me to fuck with their partner.
So who
we have to do this.
So her husband has been getting into screaming matches with that fucking insane neighbor.
So are you calling the neighbor?
No, I'll pretend to be the police and say, hey, we've just had a complaint from, and I'll pretend from the lady.
We'll say that it gets to this point. Say that you struck her. You struck the old lady. She's claimed that you struck her.
Hello.
G'day, mate. It's just Constable Pete Jackson here. I was just wondering if I could have a moment of your time.
Sure.
Is your name Kyle Leaper Carey? Is that correct? Is that who I'm speaking?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Yes,
that's correct. Yeah, I'm just calling from the Maitland Police Station. We've just had a report from your neighbour that you've been harassing her, so we just sort of have to follow that up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So she's been saying that you've been destroying her plants and also abusing her. And if that's the case, we're going to have to get you to come in and make a statement.
Oh, well, there's two sides to every story, man.
Yeah, like, I know, mate. Yeah, that's why we're calling. So I just thought I'd get a quick statement off you now over the phone. And then we might get you to come in to get to do a formal complaint.
Yeah, well, I'm on a holiday at the moment. So
I'm sorry, mate.
I haven't even been there for a week.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I can give you a quick rundown. Like, so what did she say?
She said that you've been destroying her plants and abusing her, and very specifically making reference to the fact that she's morbidly obese.
Okay. Well, I haven't ever said that. And also, I don't have any interest in her plants. Never destroyed any of her plants.
So you're saying that she's just made that up?
No, I'm not saying she's made it up.
Oh, so there's some truth.
There's a bit of a story behind it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's been intimidating my partner and my child. Anyway, at the one point she was going off at me for saying I needed to trim a weed back under the fence. She needed to mow a lawn.
Right.
And she went off at me, so I didn't say any of what she said, but I did say mind your own business.
Right. You didn't call her a fat, disgusting pig?
No.
And you've never called her a huge ball of fatty mess?
What? No.
Just direct quotes here from what she said. She was very specific.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I haven't said that.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I understand neighbors can be frustrating sometimes, but unfortunately, that doesn't warrant abuse and, destroying someone's plants.
No, it doesn't. And I've got no intention to destroy someone's plants. Yeah. I've got better things to do.
Yeah. So, and her looking over your fence and not engaging with you, unfortunately, that is not.
Yeah.
Illegal. So there's nothing we can really do about that. You could maybe
that's why I haven't bothered even.
You could throw something at her. Look, we can help sort of intimidate right back if you like. We can send some of the couple of patrols cars around and do a welfare check at like 3 a.m. Just start giving it back a little bit, because to be honest, in a lot of occasions that's the only thing that's worked. It's just sort of giving her right back. And if she's staring at you guys, maybe just toss an apple at her.
Like, man, it's come to the point where if I start my car up and I go to leave out the driveway, she'll come to her front door, open the big, like, the solid door and look out the screen door and watch me reverse out the driveway and drive away. Like,
yeah, see, that's fucked.
Get a life, honestly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, look, you could, personally, I would, it's not illegal for you to walk around your front yard with a knife in hand. So I would suggest maybe if you've caught her attention going out, circling just your front lawn and not breaking eye contact with her is one that does work. I've seen that one.
Yeah, okay.
So give that a go. And, but yeah, mate, I wouldn't worry. I think we're gonna help you sort this. I'll send a patrol car down at about 3 a.m. and even when she answers the door, we might rough her up a bit.
Okay. Do what you gotta do.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, thanks for the call. We'll throw this complaint in the bin, and yeah, just if you hear her screaming or anything, just sort of turn the other cheek, you know.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna just let her have it. So don't worry about a thing, mate.
Sounds like a bit of a stitch up.
It certainly is a stitch up.
You're on the, about you? It's
Party and Michael, fully actual podcast, dude. And your wife emailed us. Your wife emailed us and explained that you're fucking having a few issues with your fat bitch neighbor.
Fucking hell.
That was the best.
Was oh the man, best. You were very like, yeah, I thought you knew it was a prank call towards the end, but because he was like, do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do, right?
Very casual about me fucking roughing your name, bro.
I'm thinking, fuck.
Oh man. Oh my god. Oh
fucking hell. All right, well, sorry to waste your time there, Kyle, and thank your.
Enjoy your holiday, dude.
Yeah, enjoy your holiday, dude.
Yeah, nah. Sounds good.
All right. See you, mate.
Righto. Hang on.
Fucking very good. Very, very good.
He did not give a fuck.
Oh, no. I think he just wasn't really like listening to what we're going to do. And at the end, we're like, we'll rough her up. He's like, wait, what a minute.
Man, imagine that though, having a neighbor come looking every time you left.
That sounds like a fun situation.
Throw something at her.
I'd throw an apple. Yeah. That was a great idea.
Yeah, that's what I would do, I think.
Would it be kind of good to have them as a neighbor for you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if we could film like,
oh, man, oh. Dude, that would actually be like a really good ongoing thing.
Do you guys miss Hercules? Do you guys call them the Hercules? Do you miss Hercules?
Oh, no. Hercules could die.
Too close.
Me.
But if like, maybe if they were on our fence over here.
Oh, man. It would be funny if there was like.
Do you remember the girl, the woman dude, that jumped house, over the fence?
That house was literally like this big. I just realized like this was downstairs, the size of downstairs, that first house we lived in with Hercules fucking 3 meters away from us.
Oh, wow. It really was.
Yeah, it was probably around.
And then just another story on top, but like fucking tiny.
With no light bulbs in our.
When the light died.
Sit on the floor, fucking pissed on the other.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't replace the light globe. So it was just.
Lockie had a puppy when he bought that dog. It would shit only on the couches. Only would jump up and shit only on the couches. We'd always have to just fucking hit the dog shit off and then sit down if we wanted to sit down.
That's right.
We were like, man, that is, look how far we've come, cunt.
That's
like,
where the podcast was born.
Yeah, in those filthy conditions.
Well, Jesus. Yeah, I forgot about, you can just buy new lamps every time like a bulb would fuck up. just keep like
a whole new lamp.
Yeah.
Because look, there are different types of line bulbs, and it is confusing, man.
If the lamp breaks, do you buy another lamp to replace that lamp?
Yeah, 100%. They're like $10. It's like the same price as a light bulb.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry.
Oh, very good.
All right, guys, that is the end of our Christmas special. We will look to be back, first episode back. I don't fucking quote me on this because it might be on a couple of different dates. Might be the 6th of February or the 13th of February. Probably the 13th of February.
What did you do, Basil?
Matt, did you find the cum bottle?
Did you find that?